Moving the goalposts, DC again changes benchmarks for next reopening phase. By Edwin Mora on September 22, 2020. Washington, D.C.'s top health official, 3 months after the city entered the second phase of its reopening plan, again changed the criteria for lifting additional coronavirus-related restrictions, making it more difficult to move to the next phase. D.C. began a phased reopening on May 29 and moved into Phase 2 on June 22. Laquandra Nesbitt, the district's top public health official, conceded that some changes have made it more challenging to enter Phase 3. For example, the new test positivity goal of less than 3% is a harder threshold to meet now than before, when the rate was higher, she said. It's not a function of easy to be in a particular phase. It's the function of what the public health science has told us, Nesbitt added. She extended the list of data-driven goals, or gating criteria, for entering Phase 3 from 7 goals to 9. The change came when the city had already satisfied the vast majority, 5, of the 7 data-driven goals, or gating criteria, required to enter Phase 3. Now, the district has 4 goals left to accomplish to move forward with the next reopening phase. The new criteria include some conditions that the city had already met. These are the metrics that we're following, now, over half of them are not new, Nesbitt proclaimed. She indicated that the nation's capital would not fully reopen until an effective vaccine or cure is available for everybody in our community, consistent with the recommendations of the Reopen DC Advisory Group guiding the city's plans to lift restrictions. DC is following a 4-stage approach to ending the coronavirus-related curbs. The new changes mark the second time that the city updated its criteria for moving to Phase 3. In late July, Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., announced changes to one of the benchmarks for entering Phase 3 of reopening, the Washington Business Journal reported. On Monday, Nesbitt indicated that she may change the benchmarks yet again. I would not commit to never changing the threshold of a metric, as public health information about COVID-19, coronavirus disease, changes, she declared. Our metrics indicate we are still experiencing moderate community spread and less than sufficient capacity and community engagement to move into Phase 3, a D.C. Department of Health official told Breitbart News on Friday. Per the data provided by Nesbitt on Monday, the new set of 9 conditions required to enter Phase 3 include: not met, on average, health officials must identify less than 5 new daily infections per 100,000, currently stands at 7.4 cases. Not met, officials must link more than 60% of new infections to other known cases, currently stands at 6%. Not met, an average test turnaround rate of 2 days, currently 2.1 days. Not met, more than 80% of individuals who test positive must complete a contact tracing interview within 3 days. Currently 67% of infected people complete the interview. Met, a test positivity rate of less than 3%, currently at 1.7%. Met, hospital bed utilization rate of less than 80%, currently at 70%. Met, on average, percent of coronavirus patients at the hospital must be fewer than 5%, currently 4.2%. Met, on average, contact tracing attempt within 1 day for more than 90% of people who test positive, currently at 99.6%. Met, on average, contact tracing attempt within 2 days for more than 90% of close contacts of positive cases, currently at 99.7%. Nesbitt did away with one of the initial thresholds, community spread, which took into account the number of infections outside settings such as jail and nursing homes. The district relied on that metric to determine when to enter the first 2 reopening phases. According to the mayor's situational update presentation for Monday, the city did away with the community spread metric because the daily caseload is too small. When the rate gets low enough, then it loses its value, its usefulness, Nesbitt said, referring to the transmission rate metric. The city must meet all 9 criteria to enter Phase 3, Nesbitt stressed. Metrics must be met for 14 consecutive days at each level before gradually entering the corresponding phase, the city's official coronavirus website explained. Potential dialbacks are evaluated in conjunction with other data to inform decisions to re-establish restrictions. Nevertheless, Mayor Bowser indicated that she is mulling further lifting restrictions on some activities before moving to Phase 3.